It was on Christmas Day 2009, when the world wasn't short of images of ruin, that St. Mel's Cathedral in Longford was destroyed by fire. Now, as the destroyed building prepares to reopen to celebrate Mass on December 19th, craftsmanship swings into action on a medieval scale. Amid the busy stone carvers, stuccadores and organ builders, Laura O'Hagan, an artist from Bray, talked to Culturefile's Eleanor Flegg about the mosaic that the artist designed and installed at the base of the font in the newly restored cathedral.
This is a baptismal font, and the area underneath it is basically 4 metres in diameter of a mosaic representing water and movement in water. Lots of blues and a little flash of gold that will be picked up from the remains, basically, of some gold mosaic in the church that had been damaged in the fire. So we've managed to reuse a little bit of that, just for a little memory from of old. And then this font that Tom Glendon made, basically, I've hopefully set out, or set off, if you like, by the blues and whites and greens and water stroke sea type colours that are in the mosaic.
That ceiling is incredible. Did that have to be redone?
Completely. When I stood here first, the first time I saw St. Mel's Cathedral after the fire, there was no ceiling. And then they started to build a scaffold. It was like a massive cobweb of scaffolding. It was a really, really bad Christmas, and the fire started in where the priests get changed, and literally by a fire burned all the electrics and the whole thing turned into a massive cauldron. By the time the fire engines came to put it out, they linked into the hoses in the street, the water hydrants in the street, they were frozen. So they had to watch it burn. It was incredible. So I came along just out of curiosity at looking at the church one day and got all the story from the local sacristan. And then this architect, Richard Hurley, who I'd worked with before a couple of times, came and asked me if I would be interested in working on doing some mosaic in the church, in the cathedral. So I was thrilled and delighted. Went along, went for an interview, a couple of interviews, and then went with him, and he liked my ideas, and then we went along to the committee. So I was in this room, like 7 priests, 2 bishops, well, actually one at the time, 2 architects, and all men, all dressed in black, and I arrived in with my red bag and my big piece of colour that I was about to introduce into the church, or hopefully. I walked into the space and my imagination took me, if you like, to a huge big forest floor where these columns represented massive big trees for me, and that the roof was like a lacework of the branches that the light could come through. And the ceiling here is decorated with leaf-type decorations, I suppose, and they are replicas of what was there before. Bar, they're not coloured like they were before. They're all done in white. The spaces in the cathedral are just incredible. It's an amazing space to be in. And we rarely have buildings that are built today that have that kind of space where you just feel, wow, this is amazing to be here in this space. And you do get that in nature sometimes as well, you know, out on the sea or in a big forest. You do get that wow feeling. And maybe, for me, that could be something fantastic that a cathedral might produce for people just looking in.
How do you make mosaic?
Well, first, I suppose, for me, I come up with a design, and I tend lately to come up with an acrylic sketch of some sort, like a painting, to show my idea. And then, for me, I would roll out rolls of paper on the floor of my workshop and put a marker on the end of a stick and draw. So I draw these basic cartoon lines, and those lines then become the grout lines in my mosaic. They become the form that might contain colours, or that might even allow colours to bleed through this line. So I contain colours and I also let them escape between one shape and another. And then I hand paint tiles, which is one way of doing them. I tend to use like tiles that are quite vitrified or strong, if you like, waterproof, obviously, like swimming pool tiles, and they're really difficult to cut. So then you just smash them with a hammer and cut them with tile nips so that you have every grout joint the same size. Like, no grout joint should be wider than a matchstick, or about a mil and a half for those who don't use matchsticks anymore. And that way the whole piece is about the colour and the form rather than about the thing looking a bit too higgledy-piggledy, you know? Because when you tend to do it yourself at home sometimes, you can lose patience and you just kind of feel like throwing it at the wall rather than putting all the shapes neatly together.
The thing that's amazing about the piece around the font is that it's this beautiful piece of artwork, but yet you can walk on it. It's so tough.
They're all ceramic materials and they're all fired then to 1100 degrees centigrade. They're extremely durable and they'll outlive us all.
Laura O'Hagan was talking to Eleanor Flegg at St Mel's Cathedral, Longford, and there'll be Mass on Christmas Eve again this year, and the cathedral will open officially in Easter 2015.